Rick Adams eventually said, you said they can't all be Picassos tonight, but nope. Still, I imagine there were some aspects of this game that you were proud of because they didn't have their best tonight.
Maybe? Well, they are hard to. They're hard games to play. They're out of the playoffs. And they've got a lot of speed, and they've got a lot of skill, and they're just playing loose hockey. Those are very tough games to play. So, no, that wasn't our best. But when you can say that and say you still won the game, that's a pretty good. So, yeah, we'll just get ready for Saturday now.
Rick, a couple guys said nothing matters until you have an X next to your name in the standings. But what's the sense of accomplishment, having gotten up and over the line after where this team was when you came in?
Don't even think about it.
No.
Not until we see the X. We have one thought, that's Seattle. Then we got to go to the island. The rest will take care of itself. You know, us coaches, we like cliches like process, 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 right?
So during the Olympic break, you had mentioned that there was an emphasis working on special teams. Power play looked pretty good tonight. Can you just talk about how you've been able to see that evolve over the last dozen or so games?
Yeah, power play tonight. That first power play tonight, we didn't score. That's probably one of the best we've had for a while. But they're moving it quicker. They're moving around a lot more. It's not stagnant. They're not hanging onto the puck. So when you get the puck moving and the penalty killer's got to start chasing you around, they get a little tired, and then you can open up some seams. But the power play was really good. Penalty killing, it's, you know, they take a shot, it deflects and goes in. Other than that, the penalty killing's been outstanding as well. Those things happen. But again, going into this time of the year, you need really good, strong specialty teams, and both sides are delivering.
Jeff, you said maybe it wasn't the cleanest game, but the effort and maybe even desperation in key situations, things like penalty kills, things like key moments in the game. Did you see that out of your team? Did you like that level of what they brought in that regard?
I liked how we responded when they made it 4-3. That's what I liked, right? We started to play our hockey. Okay, we got to tighten this thing up a little bit. Don't like giving up 3 goals. But I do really like the way we responded, because after that we weren't in a lot of trouble. So that kind of got our attention a little bit. So that's what I'm really happy with, how we responded to that. Because we all know what happened the last time in New York. So, but I could sense on the bench there was no way they were going to let that happen again. So I'm happy with that.
You also need depth. And you look at your forwards, your defense, as far as scoring depth, looks like it's right up and down the line. I mean, how important is that? And are you impressed at all when you look at the roster you have, that, you know, scoring can come from anywhere?
Yeah, we've got good balance, right? And they can score. And, you know, Boone's line was outstanding tonight again. You know, Charlie's line is good. You know, Mo's line's going to score. Monty's line scored. So, and the defense is chipping in. So, you know, one line's not going to, we're not relying on one line to carry the team. We're not relying on one guy to carry the team. We've got really good balance. And the biggest thing for me for that is that they've all bought into defense first, offense from that. And they see the results now, that you play good defense, you get the puck more. And you get to play in their zone a lot more, and that's more fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's more fun. 12 o'clock tomorrow.